Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yad Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph at the very bottom. We're about to take a look at the fifth Mishnah, and it's the eighth parak. Ha'omer arei alai todah. A person makes a commitment, a neder, to bring up todah. Yavehi v'lachma min ha'chulin. He must bring the animal and the loaves. All must come from chulin, which means that you cannot use money of ma'aser sheni that you bring to Shalayim to purchase either of these items. Toda alai min achulin v'lachma min ha'maser, but if you commit explicitly to bring the ola, the toda, from the chulin, but you stipulate you're going to bring the loaves from ma'aser, yavihi v'lachma min achulin. It doesn't help, you still have to bring it all from chulin. However, toda min ha'maser v'lachma min achulin, the flip case, yavi. Then you could use maaser money to buy your todah, and the bread has to come from chulin, as you stipulated. Hi v'lachma min ha'maser, and if you say both from maaser, yavi, you could do that. V'lehavi mechitei maaser sheni, yalim out maaser sheni. Even in such a case, when, like the last one, where you are able to bring the loaves from maaser, it can't be actual maaser wheat that you separated out in your field or in your granary, but it must only be wheat that you purchase, or loaves that you purchase with money of ma'aser sheni. Okay, I'm Rav Huna. Ha'omer harei alai lachmei todah. A person accepts an obligation to bring lachmei todah, just the loaves. That's all he said. Mevi todah v'lachmei, he has to bring the whole thing. Mai ta'ama, meida yada ha'igavar de lechem b'lo todah lo m'ikri. This guy knows, like everybody else knows, that there is no such thing as lachmei todah without an animal. What he meant when he said lachmei todah was a todah and its loaves. Why did he say it that way? He was just saying the end of the commitment, and the rest is sort of obvious. Let's see if that works. You're able to bring todah min ha'maaser lachmei achulin, just as you said. Once you say lachmei achulin, that should be the end of the neder. You should have to now go back and bring the Torah min achulin. Well, this is somewhat easy because shani hatam the kavanah of Torah min ha'maaser nasa ka'omer harei alai lechem liftor todato shel ploni. That since you explicitly stated todah min ha'maaser, what we now understand you're saying is it's if you're saying I'm bringing the loaves to account for another person's todah, the other person being yourself as the person who's bringing the maaser, meaning you split the korban explicitly. And therefore, you're able to bring the todah min ha'maaser. So, in the reisha, when we said the opposite, that when you committed to bring todah min ha'chulin, but you wanted to bring lachma min ha'maaser, you have to bring all from chulin. So, why don't you apply the same principle? Why don't you say, I'm committing to bring a todah in order to exempt somebody else's lechem, and you can still bring lechem min ha'maaser, as you said? The answer is, it doesn't work that way. It's understandable that you could be bringing loaves to exempt or cover or complete somebody's todah. So it could be imagined as somebody else's todah. But you don't do the opposite way. You don't say, I'm bringing loaves, let me bring a todah to accompany it. It's just not the hierarchy. All right, Toshma Homer Harei Alai Todah Belo Lechem Zevach Belo Nesachim. You made this sort of strange commitment. You said, I'm committing to bring a Todah, no bread, or a Korban, no Nesachim. Kofiroto Mevi Todah V'Lachma Zevach U'Nesachim. Beit Din forces you to bring the whole thing. Now, Tama De'amar, our inference is it's only because you said Todah Belo Lechem. Avalo Amar Todah, meaning if you said the opposite, I'm going to bring Lechem without Todah, lo, you're not forced, and Rav Huna said you are forced. That's a bad inference. Even if you said it the other way, you're still obligated to bring everything. So why did the Braita only present it in that order? Because it wanted to mention Zavach below Nesachim, which doesn't work the other way, because you could bring Nesachim alone. They'll meet in the Nesachim below Zavach. You can't learn it in the opposite direction. So they only learned in one direction to keep the Todah and Lechem parallel to the Zavach and Nesachim. Now, why do we force you at all? In other words, in the case where a guy says Todah below Lechem, why do we force you at all to bring it? Amai, neder u'pitcho imohu. You have a neder that has the petach, remember Pitche Nedarim from Masechet Nedarim, the petach to allow you to release the neder with it. Because when you said Todah below Lechem, we should, and you said it all within one utterance, we should view it that you're basically recanting. You said todah, well, belolacha means I don't want a todah, and that's your out. So why do we force you? So Amar Chizkia Amani Beit Shammai, he says, you're right, and it's only Beit Shammai who would say that you're chayiv. Da'amri, what's Beit Shammai's approach? Tfos lashon rishon, when you make an utterance, and then say another utterance that would defeat it, although you don't explicitly say, no, I want out, then you're obligated. Non, the Mishnah at the beginning of Nazir, Perek Bet, Harein Nazir min agrogro to minat vela, you say, I'm a Nazir from figs and dates. Beit Shammai Omrim, dates and figs. Beit Shammai Omrim, Nazir, he says, you're a Nazir, because you said I'm a Nazir. Tfomrim, eno Nazir, that's not called a Nazir, because we take the whole statement into account, and a Nazir min agrogro just means I'm going on a diet, not eating figs. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, so he says it's almost must be Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizkiya. Says I feel it to Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel could agree, but what's the case with the Todah B'Lolechem? Be'omer Ilu Ayiti Odesh and Rim Kach Lo Ayiti Nor Kach Alakach. Where the guy, when he's told you have to bring loaves with it, he said, "Oh, then I would have said it that way," which means that you really ultimately accepted the full neder. So my kofin, what's the force? The guy wants to bring it. Kavai Hadare, because then he turns around and he retracts it. It's very strange. Kind of setup where Virgili said todah below lechem. Then you said to him, "You have to bring lechem." He said, "Ooh, I didn't know that. I would have said it the proper way." And then he says, "But I want out of the whole thing." And so we force him because he reveals that he really wanted to say the whole thing. All right, Toshma Haomer Harei Alai todah below lechem. We're not done with this. Haomer Harei Alai todah below lechem v'zevach below nesachim. Our case, v'yamrulo havei todah below lechem v'zevach below nesachim, and they told him, "You got to bring the whole thing." And he said, had I known that, I wouldn't have taken the ned there. Kofinoto. We force him to bring the whole thing. V'omerlo, shmor v'shamata. Take a look at the one pasuk on the page. Shmor v'shamata, you must abide and heed. We'll see what that means. Now, bishtma l'chezkiya nechal. According to Chezkiya, it works. It's all Beit Shammai. And basically, you don't have an out. Because we're not talking about a circumstance where the guy then said, yes, I do want in and then want out. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan is going to find it very difficult because, according to Beit Hillel, it should be that the guy is able to get out of it. Because he said, I only said Todah without Lechem, and my without the statement of without Lechem should be an opening to recant. So Rabbi Yochanan Vada Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan will admit that that bright that must be authored by Beit Shammai. No way could Beit Hillel fit in. Now, my Shmor V'Shamata, what does Shmor V'Shamata mean? Why did they say that? Rabbaye, Shmor means Havei Todah, and Shamata means Havei Lachma. Shmor means bring what you said, and Shamata, listen to us, and bring the other part that you didn't want. Rav Amar, no, Shmor means Havei Todah Lachma. Do exactly the law. Shamata, and what's the Musar? Shalotehei Ragil Asotkein. Be careful not to do this. Don't make Nedarim like this. Okay, now back in the Mishnah it said, if you say, I'm going to bring a todah and its loaves from Maaser, you could bring it. What, Yavi, lo sagir lomati, he must bring it? Like I put it in the notes in the Mishnah, it means you may bring it from Maaser. You don't have to, but you may bring it from Maaser. And the end of the Mishnah said, v'lo yavi michitei Maaser sheni, ele ma'od Maaser sheni. You can't bring from Maaser sheni money, loaves, wheat, but from Maaser Sheni money. What does that mean? That means you can't bring wheat that's Maaser Sheni. But you can't buy wheat, bring wheat that you bought with Maaser Sheni money. You bring your Maaser Sheni money to Shalayim, buy wheat, those you could offer. That's their approach. So Rabbi Zeira has said the following. Loshanu Ela Michite Maaser Sheni. He said that the same thing as what Nachman Chista said about Mechita Mekocha Maaser Sheni Yavi. Amar Le Rabbi Ata Omer Kain. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "You think that's really the case?" Ani Omer Afilu Mechita Mekuchot Maaser Sheni Yavi. I think you're all wrong. Which I think that you can't even bring it from wheat that you buy with Maaser Sheni money. The only thing you could do is to buy loaves. Ve'ema Tami Didi Ve'ema Tami Didach. I'll explain my reason. I'll explain your reason also. Ema Tami Didach. What's your reason? Where do we learn that you cannot bring a todah from Maaser Sheni money? As we'll see in the next podcast. Mishlamim, we learn it from Shlamim. So Ushlamim, Sham Sham im Maaser. How do you know that you can use Maaser to buy Shlamim? Because Maaser says Vachaltam Sham, and Shlamim is also Sham, And therefore, we learned that you could take Maaser Sheni money and use it to buy an animal for Shlamim. Umina, what do we infer from that? Mashlamim ein gufan Maaser. So what do we know about Shlamim? They aren't themselves Maaser, because an animal can't be Maaser Dagan, field Maaser. Af todanam ein gufan Maaser. Similarly, a Todah could be brought from Maaser if it is, because after all, it itself is not Maaser, because it's an animal. So you think that because the wheat that you bought with Maaser Sheni money wasn't itself Maaser, therefore it's okay. That's why you think it's okay. And that's why Menachem Rav Chista and Babel think it's okay. Eima Tama Didi, and I'll tell you my reason for saying it's not okay. Todav Echake Yalfinam La, what do we learn from Shlamim? Mashlamim Sham Sham Maaser. Mashlamim Ein Min Maaser. Just like Shlamim are not a type that it can ever be Maaser. It's an animal. Todana min maaser. Same thing with the todah. Afuke chitim kohod man maaser sheni, as opposed to wheat. To min maaser ninu. Wheat is something that is valuable for maaser. The fact that this wheat was not your maaser sheni, but was something you bought with maaser sheni money, it's still out. So therefore, I think you must bring only loaves. Loaves themselves aren't maaser a bowl. It's only grain. Okay, so that's the machloket. I'm Rav Ami. Let's say you have your Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, and you say, you commit, I'm using this for Shlamim. Lo kanu Shlamim. That doesn't work. Why? My time, huh? The Kedusha of Shlamim is not strong enough to overpower the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. Now, Meitevei, watch this challenge. Okay, Achayel Zivchei Shlamim. Chachamim wanted you to bring your money to Yerushalayim and to use it either for a deer or some other Chayah, for regular food, for barbecue, or if it's a behemah, to use it for a korban. Let's say you did the flip. You said, I'm buying this chaya as a korban. Of course, that doesn't work. Or this behemah as regular meat. Lo yatzaha or lechulin. What normally happens when you buy the animal for the korban is just like with any other shlamim, the pelt belongs to you. And that's what happens there, even though it was all bought with Maaser Sheni money. Pelt belongs to you. In this case, the pelt doesn't go lechulin. We assume it means it remains Maaser Sheni, which means lav member to kani shlamim. So you see, shlamim took possession of it. Now, Haimar Lamarav, he says, lo kani shlamim. Shlamim didn't take possession. My lo yatzar lechulin. What does it mean? It doesn't go lechulin. Kamar eno b'torah let's say no lechulin. Meaning the pelt doesn't go lechulin because none of this stuff was ever kodesh because your deal is no good. And Chachamim fined you and said, now you got to go use that same Maaser Sheni money for something else. And this Kenyan is not going to cover your Maaser Sheni. My Tama Rabba Naasa Kalokach Shor LaCharisha, because Chacham said you buy a regular animal and you and not as shlamim but for regular meat. It's like you bought it for plowing. That doesn't count for Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni has to be used for consumption, and the consumption we're directing is a korban. Okay, Itmar Matfis Maaser Sheni LeShlamim. Same case. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Kani. He says it works. Those are Mar Lo Kani. Remember the famous machloket of Yehuda Meir, whether Maaser Sheni is money that essentially belongs to you or belongs to God. According to Yehuda, who says it belongs to you, everybody will agree. Belozer will agree that the statement that it goes to Shlomim works. Ki pligi, their only disagreement is Alibir Meir. Damar Maaser Mamon Gavoa, who he's or Meir says Maaser belongs to God. So Belozer simply says Meir. He's following Meir down the line. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, how could he say even Rabbi Meir would agree that it works? Kevin de Maaser Karev L'Shlamim, that's the proper Girsa probably, since Maaser Sheni can be used for Shlamim, Kimnipis Leinami Tafis. So remember the way it works. Maaser Sheni, you bring to Yerushalayim, you buy an animal, then you makdish the animal. That's the proper way to do it. But since that will work, therefore, if you say that these coins are devoted to Shlamim, it also works. That's Rabbi Yochanan's take on Rav Meir. Meitavei, watch this challenge. Hamatpis ma'ot Maaser Sheni l'shlamim. Shupodan mosif alayim shnei chumashin. You have your money and you say, I'm going to use it for shlamim. And now you want to redeem it. You have to add two chumashim. Why? Echad l'kodesh, because one of them is its hektesh that you're redeeming. V'echad l'maser, one of them because you're redeeming maser. Right, which means that it clearly works. So this is a challenge to Rabbi Lazar. The answer is Misavat Divrakoli, who says that Braita is consensus. Haman Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Ma'amot Maaser Sheni belong to you. And therefore, when you're Makdish them, for sure, certainly the Hekdesh works, And then when you redeem it, there's two redemptions that take place, and therefore two chumashim. Okay, we'll get to the final podcast where we will see the source for the Todah having to come from Chulin and not from Aser Sheni, unless you explicate differently in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.